Shir for the Yanchi Kalin Tovshin Ayin Gimel on the Inyan of Tefillin. Okay. Okay. This is the annual Shir that has come to be known as where's Doc Callis? He's also not here. Where is he? Which has come to be known as the grand finale, and I think I've mentioned in previous years, I'm really mechuyev to bring a Korban Yoledes every time I say this Shir. Why a Korban Yoledes? Not because I'm giving birth to the Shir. But the Gemara says a Yoledes brings a Korban because every time she has a child, she swears, I'm never going to go through this again. I'm going to stop. And then she has another kid, so she needs a kapara for being over the shvua. Every time I stand up here and say this grand finale shir, I just about make the same shvua. I'm never doing this again. But out of respect for Dave Callis, and he likes the idea of a grand finale, he calls it. So I subject myself to this, and I say I have to bring a korban every year. Okay, now I don't know if how much you went into the sugya, how much you didn't go into the sugya. I'm only going to touch lightly on the inyan of the brachos. The inyan of the brachos on the tefillin, Rashi Shita, basically you have Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. Not the famous Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about tefillin, but in the brachos, it basically lines up as, we'll call it Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, you make one bracha on both tefillin. Tefillin shel yod and tefillin shel rosh. Unless you talk, and when you talk, if you are mafsik, then you make lohaniach tefillin on the shel yod, and al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that, no, if you are losach, then you make, as let's say Ashkenazim Paskin, when we do this, you make the Laniach on the Yod and the Al Mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. And if you talk, then you have to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh, Laniach and Al Mitzvahs. There's a lot of talk about that. It's very mesubach. The easiest thing to say is that according to Rashi, it's one mitzvah, a mitzvah to put tefillin on the hand and the head. As we'll see, like Kriya Shema is one mitzvah to read Kriya Shema at night and at day. One mitzvah to bring two korbanos tamid a day. One mitzvah to bring the Torah twice a day. So one would easily tend to think that according to Rashi it's one mitzvah and you're making one bracha on both tefillin, and according to Rabbeinu Tam it's two mitzvahs. It doesn't work out that way. It doesn't, and it's a very mesubach inyan, and I'll only touch upon the brachos, but that is a very complex inyan bifnei atzmo. Just to settle the matter, the Rambam is one of the main proponents of the shita that it's two different mitzvahs. The shel yod and the shel rosh are two different mitzvahs, but the Rambam holds like Rashi, and that you only make one bracha on both. And so, by the way, it doesn't work. It's that easy to liya. So, we'll see. But I'm not going to go into the inyan of the brachas so much. We'll touch upon it. The Rambam is saying for our mitzvahs counts as two separate mitzvahs, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Mitzvah yud beis is tefillin shel rosh, and mitzvah yud gimel is tefillin shel yad. Counts them as two separate mitzvahs. And he brings down in a Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that basically says that. The Gemara in Menachos says it's talking about someone who only has one of the two tefillin and he should put it on. And the Gemara says, well, of course he should put it on. What do you think? If someone can't do two mitzvahs, he shouldn't even do one? That's the Lashon Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Menachos. And the Rambam brings that down in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and he says, you see, clearly it's two separate mitzvahs. The Bahag Shita, and this is brought by the Ramban at the end of Shoresh Yud Aleph in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Shoroshim of the Ramban, he puts down the principles upon which he based his count of 613. At the end of Shoresh Yud Aleph, the Ramban, in his Hagos on Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban says, and this is the problem we're going to be dealing with, that the Ramban, Chelas and Lavan in tzitzis are two separate tzivuyim. You have to wear chutei Lavan and you have to wear chutei Chelas. And the Ramban Akev says that. So normally you would think, according to the normal rules, they would be two different mitzvahs. So the Ramban says, how come Chelas and Lavan is called one mitzvah, tzitzis, and tefillin he's calling two mitzvahs? He says maybe because tefillin you have to do two ma'asim, you have to put it on the rosh and you have to put it on the yad, and chelos and lavan you do one ma'asim, you put on the beged of tzitzis and you're doing both mitzvahs at once. But he says that really doesn't work out because the Rambam counts kriya shema as one mitzvah, so why should maybe kriya shema should be two mitzvahs, and Torah, he counts as one mitzvah, and maybe there should be two mitzvahs. And the Tamidim, he counts as one mitzvah, and that's two ma'aser, maybe that should be two mitzvahs. And then he brings down the Bahag, previously he brought down the Bahag, that the Bahag is mone mitzvah still in achas. The Bahag counts one mitzvah. Just like you say, there's a mitzvah of kriyashma, to say kriyashma at night and in the day. To bring two tmidim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. To put on tefillin, one on the head, one on the hand. One mitzvah. That's what the Bahag Shita is. So what is it tali in? What does it depend on? How do you know what to count? What as one, what to count as two, what's the machlokas? Tosfos, I mean the Taz, that long Taz, is it? The Rosh, well, we'll talk about the Rosh because it's the same as Tosfos. The Rosh says it's two mitzvahs in the Seches Menachos. The Rosh and Hilchos Tefillin says it's two mitzvahs, but yet he makes Tosfos' point on Daf Lamed Vav, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav in Menachos, and when he's talking about a certain aspect of the bracha, whether you have to make another bracha if you talk, and why do you have to make another bracha if you talk? What about if you're shechting six animals and you made one mitzvah, one bracha la shechita, and you talk, you have to make a bracha again on the remaining animals? So that's Tosfos Din. And he says, well, maybe tefillin is different because tefillin is mitzvah achas. And the Rosh says the same thing. But really, it's a theme in the Rosh that Taz says. The Rosh holds tefillin is two mitzvahs, two different mitzvahs. So in what sense does he call it mitzvah achas? That's a straightforward stira. So we have the Rambam shita that it's two mitzvahs. The Bahag, which is really a shita's yachid in the Rishonim, calls it one mitzvah. The Rambam calls it two mitzvahs. The Bahag calls it one mitzvah. In the Rosh there's a stira, and also the Pashtus is that it's two mitzvahs because of the Gemara and Menachos Daf Mem Daled. So what does Tosfos mean when he calls it one mitzvah regarding Hilchos Brachos, and what is, the Rambam says you only make one bracha, and there's a steer in the Rosh. The two mitzvahs calls it one mitzvah. The Mordechai in Maseches Megillah brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim that sometimes it's one mitzvah and sometimes it's two mitzvahs. If you don't talk in the middle, if you don't make a hefsek, it's one mitzvah. If you do talk, it's two mitzvahs. That's a palette. Obviously the Paz says, the talking is not going to transform it into two mitzvahs, one mitzvah. It's either one mitzvah or two. Obviously the talking shouldn't be making a difference. Okay, we open a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. Rambam's Sidur, very, very fascinating. The Rambam starts off with the rule that you would expect, because when he counts mitzvahs, he says this rule. He says, Tfilah shel Rosh is not ma'akev shel Yod, and Tfilah shel Yod is not ma'akev shel Rosh, because they're two mitzvahs. Each one's a separate mitzvah. Which, of course, leads to the question, why is Kriyashma one mitzvah?
Also, the day Kriya Shema is not marked, the night Kriya Shema, the night Kriya Shema is not marked, the day Kriya Shema. So those would be two mitzvahs. And the same with the Talmud, and the same with the Ketores. Then he says, what bracha do you make? You know, he says, An Shel Rosh. It's two mitzvahs, he says. I mean, maybe he doesn't say it with my inflection, but he says, in Halacha Dalet, it's two mitzvahs. And on Rosh, they made Al Mitzvah's tefillin, and on Shel Yad, they said Laniyah. That's what the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet. It's two mitzvahs, each one has its own bracha. Then in Halacha Hey, he says, but that's only if you're putting on one of them. So, you'll make Lahaniach on the Yad, if you only have one, and you'll make Al Mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. But if you're putting on both, then you make one bracha. So, first of all, that should be the rule, and the having one should be the exception. Right? The Rambam Sidur is very tell. He starts off with the exception, and then he says the rule. And the exception makes more sense than the rule, because he says, hey, it's two mitzvahs. Each one has its own bracha. And then he says in Halacha, hey, but that's only if you only have one tefillin. In the normal case, when you're putting on both tefillin, you'll only make one bracha. So the whole Sidur is out of whack, the Torah, plus his reasoning. And then he says in the same halacha, hey, very strange. He says, and you have to put on the Shel Yad first, and then the Shel Rosh. And when you take it off, you have to take off the Shel Rosh first, and then the Shel Yad. Now that's true, and it's very nice. But what in the world does he throw that in for? Like, that's a non sequitur, if I ever heard one. He's coming from left field. Where's he coming from? Now Rashi on that Lamed Vav in Menachos, Rashi goes, you make one bracha when you put on both. But if you talk, then you make two brachas, one each. But then Rashi goes on to explain each bracha. He says Lahaniach is an implication that you're starting to do the mitzvah, and Al Mitzvahs is that you're finishing the mitzvah. So like, again, first of all, the pashtus is that it's two mitzvahs. So what are you talking about starting and ending for? Second of all, if there's such a wonderful beer in the bracha, so then why don't you always make two brachas? Rashi sheet is you make one bracha. So if you're always doing that, why does that only pop up if you talked in the middle, if you made a hefzik? It's a beautiful thought. Lahaniach means you're starting, and Al Mitzvahs means you're ending. So the first question is, and the Taz asks this, but it's only one, it's two mitzvahs, so there's no starting, there's no ending, each one's a separate mitzvah. And also, if the reasoning is so wonderful, then why is it only if you're masik? Even if you're not masik, this should be the reasoning to make two brachas. Like, why is it only when you're sach? Okay. Now that we piled on the kashus. Now the Rambam, again, in Halacha Yud, in Mitzvahs, I say Yud, he counts Kriya Shema as one mitzvah. And it's not Ma'akev, remember. It's not Ma'akev, Shachar's not Ma'akev, Mari's not Ma'akev, Shachar's. But you know it's one mitzvah when you have things that are Ma'akev, Zeh, right? You're not Yitzhak Lulav if you don't have the other three meaning. So it's one mitzvah, Barba Minim. But when it's not Ma'akev Zeh, it would seem that it should be two mitzvahs. That one counts it as one. Yod Shel Rosh counts as two. Since the Rambam and mitzvahs are say Yudalid, the Rambam starts looking for a reason. Why am I counting this as one mitzvah? Why am I counting this as one mitzvah? It's not Rambam's not bothered by this by Kriya Shema. He's not bothered by it by Talmud. He's not bothered by it by Ketores. By tzitzis, he wakes up and he says, why isn't it two mitzvahs? They're not ma'akev zeh, which, of course, you could have asked by the Talmud and by Kriya Shema and by the Ketores. But he doesn't ask it there. He asks it by tzitzis. Lavan and tcheles, they're not ma'akev zeh. You have to wear lavan, you have to wear tcheles, two independent chiyuvim. Why am I counting it as one mitzvah? She says, it's a pasuk. So pasuk in Sifri, Yochol Shein Shtei Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Tcheles or Mitzvahs Lavan, Talmud Loimar, Behoye Lachem L'Tzitzis, Mitzvah akasi, the einoshtei mitzvahs. I learn out from v'hoya lachem and ozenechanami. It says that Rabbi Ben Ezra martol him v'sula him tzitzis al kanfei v'gehem adol osam. Then it says v'nosnu al tzitzis akanof tzulcheles. Then the third pasuk, which comes and says it's a drasha and sufri v'hoya lachem litzitzis. These two, lovin and tcheles, should be for you for tzitzis. Mitzvah achasi, the einish day mitzvah. It's a pasuk. So let's see. Let's understand this better. So we're going to learn through Shorash Yud Aleph, which is the major Shorash, and that's really the soul of the evening. And then we're going to apply Shorash Yud Aleph. Shorash Yud Aleph says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that sometimes you have things. You have to make a call. You have things that are, when things are only chalakim of the mitzvah, but together they form one mitzvah, then it's one mitzvah. When the mekubats, when the collection of all these moving parts are when all it is chalakim, then you count. You don't count each chalak as a mitzvah. The chalakim come together, and you count the whole as a mitzvah. You don't count the parts as a mitzvah. That's the Shorash. And the Rambam says sometimes there will be a mitzvah that has many parts to it. You have to take a lulav, and you have to take a nesrit, and you have to take a hadas, hadasim, and you have to take a rodas. But the Rambam says they're all chelkei mitzvah, because what the Torah really searching for, the Rambam says, the Torah wants you to take these four minim and take them, l'kachim l'chem b'yom harishon, and take these four minim. So they come together, and the Torah wants its four parts to a whole. Torah says, take this grouping of four. And then he gives a few more examples. Then he says, this is a very subtle shorish. V'zeh shorish dak lahovin ma'od. It's a very subtle shorish. And I'll tell you now the subtlety, the Rambam says. The ofen dakuso, and why it's so subtle, masha aksaper l'chot. Because normally you would think that if something's ma'akev, it's one mitzvah. The arbaminim belulav, the lechem aponim with the lavona. So that's one mitzvah. And whenever the tachlis hamavuka, she says, what we're searching for, what we want to accomplish, is not accomplished if you don't have all the parts, then it's going to be one mitzvah. The problem is, says the Rambam, when you get to something that's not ma'akev, zeh ez zeh, so then you would think each part should be its own mitzvah, because it's not a part. If it would be an integral part, it should be one mitzvah. So if it's not ma'akev, but you have to do it, then you would think it's two mitzvahs. K'moshe Amru, atcheles ein ma'akev es alavan, alavan ein ma'akev es atcheles. Here we go again, he's bothered by tzitzis very much. So really it should be two mitzvahs. And really you see in the Mechilta, in the Sifri, the Mechilta, the Sifri wants it to be two mitzvahs. Talmud Vayma V'Hayalachem L'Tzitzis. And now the Rambam is going to explain, it's not Gzeiras HaKotel. He's going to explain the reasoning of the Sifri that V'Hayalachem L'Tzitzis makes it into one mitzvah, even though by the logic and the way he understands things, it should be two mitzvahs. He says, sometimes the chalokim are not ma'akev zeh ez zeh, but we understand, in maybe it's intuitively, or maybe we have rayas, or maybe we have, our seichel tells us, that there's still only one tachlis mavukash. And that tachlis mavukash comes together when you do both parts. Ki akavona b'tzitzis is l'man tizkeru. And this is how your zolcher is called mitzvah Hashem, with lovon and tcheles together. So even if it's not ma'akev, that's not really the point, says the Rambam. Logically, you would think that the determining factor of something's one mitzvah or two is if it's ma'akev zeh zeh or not. But he says it's not true because of tzitzis. And even though tzitzis is a gzeiras hakosuv, but the gzeiras hakosuv is telling us something. that there's one tachlis mavukash, there's an inyan hamitzvah, there's what the Torah wants from us. It's not just a question of tzivuyim, do this, do this, do that. The Torah is searching for a certain goal, so when you need both things and they both serve the goal, they're going to be one mitzvah. Lo nishar lonu shenabit b'minyan hamitzvahs la'omra ma'akvin o'enan ma'akvin. We're not going to look at that anymore. We have a new rule. Kiyim le'inyan levat. We're going to look at the inyan. That's the Rambam's lashon. Or at least the translator's lashon. Rambam wrote it in Arabic. Le'inyan levat. We're going to look at the inyan at the tachlis ha-Torah. We're going to look at the tachlis. Is there one tachlis here or two tachlis? In other words, taking this Rambam and the Shorash, and let's say coming to Kriya Shema. So you don't need a pasuk by Kriya Shema. Why? Because we understand, maybe intuitively, maybe with our seichel, that there's no inyan, and this is what you have to say according to the Rambam. Maybe it's not muchrach, because the Ramban suggests that it should be two mitzvahs, and Torahs and Talmud. There's no inyan of nighttime Kriya Shema and daytime Kriya Shema. They're both the same. The Torah wants to say Kriya Shema twice a day, and morning and night. But it's not two different inyanim. It's not two different takhlis. It's the same takhlis. It's the same inyan. The Torah wants you to say Kriya Shema twice a day. Wants you to bring a tumid, a korban twice a day. Wants you to bring the Torah twice a day. The Rambam understands intuitively. He wouldn't say it intuitively by tzitzis. So he has the pasuk by tzitzis. But the Rambam says beferish and shorish. In Shoresh Yud Aleph, that the pasuk teaches us that tzitzis has one inyan. And you would think you would learn of Shom Shon Ufal Hirsch, let's say, and you would learn other svarim, and you would say that there's a different tachlis for tchelas and for lava. It's coming to reach a different goal. There's a goal for the tchelas and there's a goal for the lava. So the Sifri says no. There's one goal, L'man Tinskiri. And this is how you're going to be Zocher, all the mitzvahs Hashem, with the Tcheilos and the Lovah. There's one goal, there's one Tachlis, there's one Inyan. So the Rambam here in Shoresh Yud Aleph is really introducing what might sound like Hashkafa, and it might sound like speculation, and it might sound like, Hashkafa is a good word. The Inyan HaMitzvah. The Inyan HaMitzvah. And the Rambam says, we count the Inyan HaMitzvah. We don't count the Tzivuyim. We're looking at the Inyan HaMitzvah. Just to give you a simple example to bring out the Rambam's point, he doesn't say this point. I'm saying it. The Rambam counts only one mitzvah's milah. Now, if you look at the Tzivuyim by milah, there are many, many Tzivuyim. A father is mechuyev to be ma'al his son. A person is mechuyev to be ma'al himself. An adon is mechuyev to be ma'al his servants. Right? But there's only one mitzvah's milah, because there's one Tachlis ha-mavukash. There's no tachlis mavukash with the atzmo that a person's avodim should have a bris milah. You have a bris milah. There are people that are mechuyev that have a bris milah, so the other one has to do it. And the father has to do it to his son, but it's the same tachlis mavukash that people with this connection to Yiddishkeit should be gemar. That's one inyan. To bring out the point maybe even stronger, in Shoresh Vav, is a very interesting. The Rambam says, "You really." The Rambam says in Shoresh Vav, sometimes you have one inyan. You have an inyan, meaning again, the word inyan is a tachlis, the goal of the Torah. You'll have one goal, but it'll be set up by an asay and a los asay. But they're both working towards the same goal. So the Shoresh Vav says you count them separately. Because you count the assays with the assays, and you count the lavim with the lavim, even though there's one goal. And he gives three examples of this, three different types of categories. He says one, like Shabbos, where it's to be Shoresh on Shabbos and not to do melacha. That's pretty equal, you know, like we don't know which is the Ikka, which is the Tafel. They're both the same goal. Then you have something where the asay comes first. He gives the example of an ones or a mefatah, lo siya le'isha, and you're not allowed to be megarisha. But they're working towards the same goal, that he should be married. But first comes the asay, and the lav is, keep it that way, don't be megarisha. Sometimes the lav comes first. Don't steal, the Haitians like zayel. So there's a three, sometimes they're like equal, the asay and the lav. Sometimes the asay will come first, and sometimes the lav will come first. But the yisod of the shoresh, and this is again brings out the idea of the inyan, that it's one inyan, and there's one goal, and there's one tachlis. I'm just pointing out the answer. There's one goal, and there's one tachlis, and that's it. Except the Rambam's mechadish and shoresh vav, that when it's asay and alosa asay, then you count it twice, even though they both did to reach the same goal. But you count the asays with the asays, and the lavim with the lavim. So this is a legal thing. This is not a hashkafic, you know, this is technical and legal, and it has to do, the Rambam says you count in Shoresh Test, the Rambam also talks a lot about the Inyan HaMitzvah. Now we're going to talk about Tefillah. The Rambam's Kosteres, in order of Yosef Soloveitchik of YU, always put great stock in the way the Rambam sets up the mitzvah in the Koteres. Before he starts the halachas, he showed a lot of differences between the Koteres, the headline, and the way the Rambam says it, and he has a whole explanation of what the Rambam was trying to do in the Koteres and what he was trying to do, like the tshuva. You find that dichotomy in Hilchos Tshuva. Anyway, here in the Koteres, the Rambam says, Lios Tfilin al Harosh and the Koshran al Hayot. When he talks about the Tfilin Shel Yad, he talks about the action, the Koshran al Hayad. And when he talks about the Tfilin Shel Rosh, he says, Lios Tfilin al Harosh. It should be on the Rosh. This is really reflected in two of the four parshiyos of Tfilin. Because in Shema and in Vehoyel and Shemoa, it says, the way the Rambam says in his Koteres, Ukshartom Yosal Yodefa, Vehoyu Lutol Tofos Nein Einef. Right? So it says the Shel Yad Ukshartom, and in the Shel Rosh it says Vehoyu, the way the Rambam says it. What's interesting is that in Kadesh and Vehoyo Ki Viyacha, it says, Vehoyo Lechola Osad Yotcha Ulusikaron Beneinach. Which I'm going to give away now at a store, is going to end up, I'll show you how it's like Vehoyo Lechem Litzitzis. One Havoya for both. That's the Lashon of the Balamor. No, I'm sorry. The lashon of the Ram of the Sifri is Vehoyo Lechem Litzitzis, Havoya Achas L'Shteyeh, one Vehoya for both. In Kadesh and in Vehoyo Ki Yiviyacha, it says again Vehoya LaOsad Yotcha LeTotachos Beninah. So there's something fishy. First of all, what does the Rambam mean when he says Ukshartom Likshar Alayod and Lios Alarosh? And it's reflected in Shema and in Vehoyon Shemoa, but it's not reflected in Kadesh and V'yod Kiviyacha. There, it sounds like Vehoyon Lachem L'tzitzis. Vehoyon L'osol Yotchul L'tzikron B'ninecha. Right? Twice. So, according to the Rambam in Shoresh Yud Aleph, if tefillin are two mitzvahs, it means there are two different goals and tachleisim for the mitzvah of the Shel Rosh and mitzvah. That's mukhra. I don't care if it's ma'akev or not ma'akev, the Rambam says, not the point. I don't care if you do it one ma'isa, two ma'isa, not the point. The point is there one inyan tachles hamavukash, or is this two, or are there two inyan tachles hamavukash? The Rambam says there's two mitzvahs, it means there's two inyan. How does the Koteres reflect the two inyan? Likshar al Hayad and Lios Tfilin al Arosh. That would give us, first of all, it's two mitzvahs, so it's two inyanim. this difference should give away a hint, should give us a hint of what the two different tachleisim are, which we'll explain Bez Hashem in a few short minutes. Why in Kadesh and Boyer Kiviyacha it doesn't say it that way, and why is there only one bracha if it's two mitzvahs? Tefillin, I don't know how much we think about it, we're supposed to be walking around tefillin the whole day. Tefillin has the yesodos of the Jewish religion. I don't know if anybody ever gave the matter thought. Kadesh and Vayo Kviyacha is really Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Shema and Voyim Shemoa is Matan Torah. It's really, you have that split. Kadesh and Vayo Kviyacha talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we say when we put on the tefillin, that's the yesodos of Hashem, Sheyesh Bem, Yichud Bachdash, that Hashem is omnipotent, Hashem can do anything, Hashem is the Borei Olam, Hashem runs the Teva. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we won't be Mayrach now, we've been Mayrach in Shabbos Agadol Drushas and weeks leading up to Pesach. Yitzias Mitzrayim contains the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. I was like, the theology of the Jewish people is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Schar Va'Onesh, Hashem is involved in running the world, it's kosher to Shabbos, Hashem created the world, Hashem's in charge of the world. That's what Kadesh and Vayim Kviyacha. Shema Vayim Shemoa talk about doing mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs. To love Hashem, to fear Hashem, to not fill it, say Kviyashma, learn Torah. Vayim Shemoa is Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, Schar Va'Onesh. See, the I'm not going into now the difference in the parashios. I just said what I just said to bring out that it's Lamantia Torah Hashem Baficha means tefillin is, we're supposed to walk around the whole, these are the fundamentals of Jewish belief, and yes, you're supposed to walk around a whole day with that realization, recognition, remembrance, cognizance of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Kadesh Reikviyacha is Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything that that entails, and Shema Boim Shmoa is Matan Torah, doing mitzvahs, being mitzvah, eat mitzvahs, our relationship with Hashem will grow. Like the theology of Judaism is in Kadesh Reikviyacha, and then the mitzvahs, our tzivuyim, what we have to do, is in Shema Boim Shmoa. According to the Rambam, it's Bor, if it's two mitzvahs, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, it means there's two different tachleisim, two different inyonim, two different goals have to be reached. And if you've been around the shul for the last couple of years and you learned Chovos Halavos, so you know by now that there's Chovos HaEvorim and there's Chovos Halavavos. There's Nase and Nishma. There are things that we have to, there's two different ways that we relate to Shema, Voyim Shemoya, Kadesh, and Voyim Kviyach. It's Mechaya for us to act a certain way. That's the Yad. The Yad does things. And it's Keneged Halev because the Mania, the engine, the motor of the doing, we don't want Mitzvah Sanoshim Alumada, we're not interested in. Doing something without Kavana, we're not interested in. So it's Keneged Halev because we want the Lev mixed into the Yad. Why am I doing this? What's my motivation for doing this? Right? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? The Rosh is already the Seichel, where I am mechuyev to believe and hold and be aware of certain truths. And that's in the Rosh. That's the Mokom HaSeichel. The Lev is Meniyah, the Yad to do, and it's the Yad is to do, and the Rosh is to know. And that's why the Yad is one, I don't know that's why. Perhaps the Yad is in one cloth and it's one bias. Because that's like single minded. I do, I do whatever I have to do. That's like a single mindedness of purpose. I do what I have to do. In the Seichel already you have compartments. and I have to believe this, I have to believe that, and the Sheish Mitzvahs to me, right? I'm juggling things at one time. They don't have to be single-minded. I have, right? I have these concepts, these theologies, these ideologies of Yiddishkeit. I have them on my Rosh. They're four separate compartments. There's four different ideas. I'm not going into the four. I explained really two. Kodesh Mikriyachos, Tias Mitzrayim, and the theologies involved in that. And Shema Vayim Shmoya is Matan Torah, and the theologies involved in that. But that's, the Seichel will be able to incorporate differences and different ideas. When you're doing something, you know, you're doing what you're doing. At this moment I'm doing this, and at this moment I'm doing that. So that's one bias. Now, if the Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs, and you read over Shoresh Yud Aleph, it's borer that there's two different tachleisim. Kriyashma is not two tachleisim. Maybe it'll be philosophy. It'll be in the realm of philosophy. If, let's say, you read a Chacham of Kol Herz tomorrow, or Balvin, and they say, no, there's an Indian to say Kriyashma at night, and there's an Indian to say it in the day. If that would be part of our legal system, then it would be two mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam says in Shoresh Yud Aleph. It's not like that. It's to say Kriya Shema twice a day, in the morning and at night, constantly. That's what I think, in the morning and at night. There's no Indian of day that you're saying Kriya Shema day. Then it would be a different taklis, and it would be two mitzvahs. And the same with the Talmud and the same with the prayers. Tzitzis, obviously, you would think has two taklis. That's what you would think. Because Lavan and Chelus is heavy stuff. Chelus is like a different thing. And then the Sifri says, no. This is the way you think about these two things, and Uzchartan is called Mitzvah Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. It comes together in one inyan. Now, here's what we read. I said that in Kaddish and Koyot V'Yachal, although Shema Avayim Shmoya reflects, and that's why the hand talks about doing. Liksha, the Seris of the Rambam. The hand mitzvah talks about doing something, because that's its tachlis, is to get you to do things. So the Rambam calls that Liksha al Hayad, because it like reflects what the Inyan HaMitzvah is, to inspire the yad and the leg to do. So the Rambam calls that doing, Liksha al Hayad, and the head, you know, is who you are, where you're at, what do you hold, what do you believe in, who are you, what are you, what is your relationship with Hashem. That's v'hoyu l'totafos b'ininecha. That's going to be said in the Lashon of Havoyah. So the Rambam holds there's two mitzvahs, obviously there's two tachleisim, two different tachleisim, not put tefillin on the hand and the eye, on the hand and the rosh. That's kriyashma. It's not. It's hand tefillin is one separate aspect of inyan, and rosh tefillin is a different inyan. That's klor and shorish and alash. That's reflected in the koteres of the Rambam, and it's reflected in the parsha of Shema Avayim Shmoya, where it says, "Ksharkam liosal yodecha v'hayu l'totafos b'inyan." Ah, beautiful. Baruch Hashem. But you have, the Torah describes it differently. A yid shleimus. Shleimus is really if you have both. In other words, there's one level on which it's two different mitzvahs. Because a yid has to do both. You have to have your yad inspired, and you have to have your rosh inspired. But there's a greater goal. I call it the greater goal, because that doesn't make it into one mitzvah, because you have two mini goals that are goals b'fnei atzma. But there's really a super goal, because we have to take chodos ha'ivarim and chodos ha'lavavos, and we have to bring it together. Because if you just do one, you're not really sholem. You're sholem in the yah, and you're sholem in the rosh. But you really need both. And if I would ask you, which is more important? Which one, more importantly, needs the other one? What would you answer? Does the Yad need the Rosh more, or does the Rosh need the Yad more?
The way I explain it. I don't know. You say the wrong answer, I'll feel good.
A Jew can get by with just the Yad. It's not great, but he ain't going to get him. But the Rosh, we know, Chagas Halvavos, you can't get by with just Chagas Halvavos. There have been many movements in history that have tried to get by with just Chagas Halvavos. And it doesn't work. This is the Oimek Hapshat of the Gemara in Menachos. Of the Gemara in Menachos. Daf Lamed Vav. When you put on your tefillin, says the Gemara, if you have both, you put on the Shel Yad first, and when you take it off, you take off the Shel Rosh first. Why? Minalo. Omar Rabba, Ravuna Azbrali, Ravuna explained this to me. Omar Krov, Vahayulato Tafos Bein Einecha, Kozman Shebein Einecha Yiyu Shtai. Of course, if you only have the Shel Rosh, you put it on. But as a Seder HaDvarim, as a Seder, you become Bar Mitzvah. You're going to do the Shel Yad first, so to speak. You're going to do mitzvahs. You're not going to understand things yet. But the Seder of life as a Jew is you put on the Shel Yad and then you put on the Shel Rosh. It's dangerous to have the Shel Rosh alone. If that's all you have, then that's all you have. You know, that's all you have. But there's a pasuk that says, "Kol zman shebeinecha yiyu shtayim." Make sure you have that Shel Yad there when you have the Shel Rosh on. Because having the Shel Rosh alone is very dangerous. That's the Oimek HaPshat of that Gemara. That is brought out in the Parsha of Kaddish Ahoyah Kediyacha. Because just like the Sufri, this is my own drasha, but I have arrived from the Balamor, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Just like the Sufri says, Raman says, love and chalas, you would think it's two mitzvahs. One is the face, the kisi hakavol, and I don't know, read Arya Kaplan. I don't know, whatever it is, there's love and there's chalas. The Raman wants it to be two mitzvahs, which according to Shurish Yud Aleph means there are two different tachlesin. But he has a Sufri that says, v'hoya lochem l'tzitzis, havoya achas l'shteyem. It's all l'ma'an tizkiru. It all makes up l'ma'an tizkiru. I am suggesting that even though the Rambam says that there are two different mitzvahs, and that comes first, and that's an halacha dalit, tefillin is two different mitzvahs, and really there's a different bracha for each mitzvah, and one reflects the yad, likshar tefillin, lahaniyat tefillin, and one reflects Sheyiyu al Rosh, al mitzvah tefillin. You're not talking about an action. You're talking about a state of being. A state of being. That's an halacha dalit, because that's the yisod. But then there's a parsha, Kaddish Bayim Kviyacha, where it doesn't say a track of also, it's Havoya Achas Nishtehen. And the Balamor in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalit, uses this exact same phrase. When he's talking about filling, and he says there are two mitzvahs, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh are two different mitzvahs. But he says, it's at the end of Perek Dalet of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Vahid the tefillin, Ein Lohem Shuminyan Bekan, he's talking about Shofar and the Brachas. Matam Omru Soch Bein Tfilah L'Tfilah Averi Hi B'Yodo. What's wrong with talking between the tefillin? Avo Pisha Shtei Mitzvahs Hein. So some Rishonim answer because you're causing an extra bracha to be said. Not the Balamor says there's something inherently wrong with talking between the tefillin Shel Yad and the tefillin Shel Rosh. And this is Paskin L'Halacha and Chalamoyit. Even if you're not making a bracha on your tefillin, it's wrong to talk between the two tefillin. That's a reflection of this Balamor. The Rav Shulchan Aruch passes that way. I'm not sure if the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And it does, but it's wrong to talk between the two tefillin, even if you're not making the bracha. Nothing to do with the bracha. Says the Balamor, even though there are two mitzvahs, ki even the ksiv behu betfillin shal yad v'shal rosh, It's wrong, because there is a supra tachlis. Enechanami, yad is a tachlis for a Jew. And Rosh is a tachlis for a Jew. And they're two different mitzvahs, they're two different inyanim. But you see from the oimek of the Gemara and the Chlamet Vav, which talks about Kozman Shebenei Necha Yiyushtayim, and you see from the lashon of the parshios in Kaddish Vayok V'Yachal, and the Balamor says it, he says that that's the lashon as freed by tzitzis. It's the same exact lashon. V'hoyo lachem l'tzitzis, havoya achas l'shteihem. And it's the exact same lashon the Balamor says, quoting the psukim in Kaddish Vayok V'Yachal, that it says v'hoyo lachem. So that's what the Rambam saw in these four parshios. And he saw Sharkabos on the deck of Ayyubut of the Chos Benin. There are two mitzvahs, which means according to Shorosh and Amos, they're two different takhlais, not two pu'ulos, two maises, two types of. Creation was one, Talmud is one, Taurus is one, Tchelos and Lamon is one, because the Sifri told us it's one. The Rambam says that the Drasha teaches us that there's one takhlis, it comes together in one takhlis. Here, it's two mitzvahs. There's a tachlis, the yad. A Jew has to have a Jewish yad. He has to do the right thing. He has to do things. He has to take the lessons of Shema and Shmoya Kaddish V'Yachal, and he has to act a certain way. And he has to know why he's acting that way, and that's why he has to be connected that way. There's a separate inyan of the Rosh, and he has to the knowledge of what are these parashas about? What do I have to be aware of? What do I have to believe? What do I have to know about Hashem? What do I have to believe about Hashem? Separate mitzvah. But the shleimus is really when they come together, and that's reflected in the lashon of Kaddish Vayom Kiviyachah. And that's what the Baal HaMor says, Havoyel Achas L'Shteyen. It's wrong to separate the two, even if it has nothing to do with the prophets. And I hold that so much is that supreme that that's why Rashi and the Rambam hold you only make one bracha. You only make one bracha. So much, when you're doing both, that's in halacha hey. You want that to be the first one. No. The first halacha is shel yad and shel rosh is two mitzvahs. And each one has its own bracha really. The Shel Yad mitzvah has its bracha, and the Shel Rosh has its bracha, and the lashon of the bracha reflect what they are. And I hope that's found in Rashi also. Even though Rashi's lashon is lahaskil and ligmar, but just like the Taz says, what's going on here, lahaskil and ligmar? It's two mitzvahs. It's that sense. Lahaskil is, like I said, when you're bar mitzvah, you're maskil, you do the yad. You do. Maniach, you do. Our mitzvahs reflects the gemar, meaning that comes at the second shlav in a year. The second shlav is the shel rosh. That's what he means by gomer. It doesn't mean one mitzvah. So the first halacha puts it down as two mitzvahs. They each have their own bracha. Chazal wa mesaken, that when you're doing the real super shleimus, you're doing the shleimus of avoyo achas l'shteihem. If you're doing it that way, they're only misaken one bracha. No, they want to reflect also that it's havoya achas l'shteihem. That's the Rambam sheet and the Rashi sheet. That's in the halacha hey. And that's why in that halacha the Rambam says the halacha of the Chlamet Vav, that when you have your shel yad, put on the shel yad first, and put on the shel, and but when you take it off, take off the shel rosh first, because there's a din of kozman shebenecha yiyushtayim. Which the Oimek Inyan is that you don't want to just have the Shel Rosh. If you only have the Shel Rosh, that's what you have. But when you have both, the Shel Rosh is tied, no pun intended, the Shel Rosh is tied to the Shel Yad more than the Shel Yad is tied to the Shel Rosh. because that's life. That's the life of a Jew. It's more if you have to choose between Chodesh Avarim and Chodesh Halvavos. You want the Chodesh Halvavos, right? You're supposed to have both. You must have both. Chodesh Halvavos is the Shara of Odes Elokim, and you must have both. But that's reflected in the Rambam, that when you do the Havoya Achas L'Shteihem, to quote the Balamor, they only want to suck in one bracha. They want to help bring out the idea that it's really one super goal. And Chanami, it's two mitzvahs. But you really a yid's supposed to connect these two mitzvahs. See, it happens naturally by Tchelos and Lava. It's like a natural connection. That's why it's only one mitzvah. By Tfilin, it's two mitzvahs, because they each have their own goal. And it's a separate goal, and it's a Dover B'fnei Atzmo. But when you do them both together the way you're supposed to, you do it in the Sifri's way, the Balamora's way, of Havoy Achas L'Shteihem, and you're not going to talk between. So then they want to like help that along, so they were talking only one bracha. Only, and why L'Niach? Because they're good to Shalyat. So they said only make the bracha L'Niach. And that'll further the concept that it's Havoy Achas L'Shteihem, that the real Shleimus of a Yid is having these ideas both on the Yad and on the Rosh. It's like one. So it's not mamish one. This is the dakus that the Rambam speaks of in Shorish and Aleph. This is the if it would be mamish one, then it would be like tzitzis. If it would be mamish one, it would be like tomid and like kriyashma and like toiris. It's two. Each one is a dover choshuv b'fnei atzmo, is a zach b'fnei atzmo that you have to do. But they're supposed to come together. You're supposed to bring them together. You're supposed to not be soft between the shel yod and the shel rosh. So for that reason, it's havoy achas l'shteihem. And the Gemara just about says it when it says that the shel rosh needs the shel yad. Chozman shveinecha yivstein v'hoyulu totafos beinecha. And it's reflected in the bracha. Okay.
How does the Balamor come to Matzanah? Balamor, he himself says
there's two mitzvahs.
Two brachas. Balamor says two brachas. Everyone else is saying.
The point is, you're not supposed to form.
So why doesn't he come to that maskon?
Who?
The Balamor himself?
You know he doesn't.
He says.